News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. An explosion in New York City, underground in a pedestrian tunnel near the city's main bus station during morning rush. The suspects among four people reported hurt. Fox's Rick Leventhal's in New York.
He is a 37-year-old man from Brooklyn. I'm told that he was likely injured when the device exploded. I'm hearing that the person who set off this device is in fact injured and is in fact in custody.
And we're told the other injuries are not serious. Russian President Vladimir Putin declaring victory in Syria.
Putin making a surprise visit and announcing a partial withdrawal of Russian forces, who for 2 years have been helping Syria's president retake most of the country from ISIS and also anti-government rebels. Putin in a speech to troops at an airbase.
Родина ждет вас, друзья.
He said, friends, the motherland is waiting for you.
Fox's Simon Owen. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a cold start this morning, look for a big temperature rebound by this afternoon. Sunshine, warmer, high around 61. Clear, chilly tonight, but not as cold, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, colder again behind a front. Sunshine with a high around 53. Low tomorrow night, 28. Wednesday's high, only 51 with sunshine. And then another brief rebound Thursday with a high around 61 before it turns cooler again Friday. Our weather apps will keep you on top of all of winter's ups and downs and twists and turns. Get it on your phone today. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can own a new smart pool. A smart pool is virtually maintenance free and will save you money. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery police were called to East Elm Mall over the weekend. Apparently, a domestic dispute got heated in the parking lot there. A gun was pulled, then fired. Montgomery police were called to the scene. Harrison Road Liberty Station on Sunday, a man pulled into the parking lot and tried to sell the clerk some items he had. When she refused, according to the clerk, he tried to run her down with his car, then threatened her, saying he would kill her and her entire family. Police were called. They were looking for a man described as a tall, white male driving a gray Sonata. And police are looking for Rydarius Watkins, age 18. He's wanted for first-degree assault and discharging a firearm into an occupied vehicle. The assault happened Sunday morning in the 100 block of Bitford Way. Anyone with info on Watkins' whereabouts, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey, folks. Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Jack, we got an election tomorrow.
We certainly do.
We got a Islamic Muslim, smelly Muslim terror attack in New York City. We got Manic Monday playing on the radio. There's so much going on.
You're over there stapling away on
I love to staple. Love to staple. Big
staple.
Is it
a swing line?
This is not a swing line. This is a paper pro. I do have a swing line right here. Now, you want me to hit? You want to hear the difference between
them?
Yeah. All right, this is compelling radio, people. First, the swing line. Let me get the Manic Monday down. All right, first, the swing line. This is what you tuned in for, folks. This is what you come for. See how high-pitched that was?
Kind of squeaked
a little bit. Now, listen to this one. Listen to the power. You hear that? That's like a 45 right there. The other one's like a 22 LR. Hey, look. I'll do it.
Long rifle?
I'll do it one more time. Swing line? I'll do it a little closer to the mic. And then the Paper Pro. So you make your decision. You make your decision. All right, welcome into News and Views. I am Baron Coleman. That is Jack Campbell. This is Compelling Radio as we compare staplers.
Now, you want to see something funny?
Yeah.
Fox News poll.
Yeah.
Doug Jones holds a 10-point lead over Roy Moore. I don't understand
that's not possible.
That.
Mm-mm. Fox News is in the swamp. I mean, they are the swamp.
I know.
Guys, how many times do I have to tell you Fox News is not your friend? You people still don't believe me. Fox News hires some of your friends, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, the occasional commentator here, though. But Fox News is not your friend. Fox News is a globalist enterprise formerly run by a pretty solid conservative named Roger Ailes. But they got rid of Roger Ailes. And now it's run by the globalist Murdochs.
Yeah.
And they have no interest in a Roy Moore victory. Come on. I don't know if Roy Moore's going to win tomorrow or not. I will tell you by the end of the show what I plan to do and why. I do believe there's a compelling overriding interest that absolutely cannot be ignored. And it's not the time to make political pot shots and political points and all that. I think this is serious. I think this is a generational opportunity. We may not have an opportunity like this in America again for another 40 to 80 years. And if we don't take advantage of it, you're going to lose out. I'll go ahead and tell you. I'm voting for Roy Moore. If for no other reason, then Anthony Kennedy is going to resign. He's been threatening it. The Judiciary Committee's been tipped off like three times he's about to resign. And then he pulls back and he pulls back and he pulls back. But at some point, he's going to pull the trigger. And I believe it will be during the tenure of the next Alabama United States Senator that will be elected tomorrow. And up there, you can either have Doug Jones or you can have Roy Moore. And you might find either or both objectionable. But what I find more objectionable than either of those men is the likes of the Souters and the Ginsburgs of the world running public policy in this country. I can't stand it. I'm tired of it. It's been this way since the New Deal. Since Wickard versus Filburn and that line of horrific cases, they've totally Article 1, Section 8, the Commerce Clause has been interpreted to mean anything the federal government wants goes. There are very few cases in opposition to that theory and concept. And I believe we have an opportunity with Donald J. Trump to appoint someone Neil Gorsuch-like, Clarence Thomas-like. And we have an opportunity to get a 5, maybe even a 6, or even potentially a 7-member, rock-solid, conservative United States Supreme Court that will do more for this country, public policy, the economy, and anything else than you could possibly imagine. And now is not the time to play footsie with Doug Jones because you don't like Roy Moore pulling pistols out. And you don't like Roy Moore creeping on 18-year-olds at the mall 40 years ago. It's just not the time. It's just not the time. When I thought that this thing was unwinding, and I'll be honest, I think Bill Armistead and I have kind of kissed and made up to some extent, but I still don't necessarily trust his political instinct all that much. And when these assault allegations were coming fast and furious, I got nervous and thought that the Roy Moore team was ill-equipped to handle them. And I did suggest Roy Moore step aside after the election. Get the nomination, win it, and then step aside afterwards and work with Kay Ivey to get the right appointment. But I believe they have turned the corner. And I think Bill Armistead had more political heft than I thought he had. And I think Roy Moore had more political heft than I thought.
I don't agree with that.
I don't know how they did it, but they were able to turn the corner.
I don't think Bill Armistead had anything to do with it.
Well, somebody helped
write
the show.
People just don't care.
Well,
that's the bottom line.
Well, regardless, it looks like he can now pull it off. And I'm telling you right now, the United States Supreme Court hangs in the balance because you have two senators who will walk away from Donald Trump. Their names are Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. I don't think John McCain will. I don't think Lindsey Graham will. I don't think Jeff Flake will. But I do believe Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski will vote against the next Supreme Court nominee.
Unless it's a woman.
Unless it's a feminist, radical, leftist woman. Right. These are pro-abortion Republicans. And if they both walk away, and Roy Moore is the senator from Alabama, Mike Pence makes the deciding vote of who the next United States Supreme Court justice will be for the next 30 or 40 years. If they both walk away and Doug Jones is sitting in that, and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, we're going to be forced with a radical, feminist, leftist Supreme Court justice. Because that'll be the only way to fill the seat. And so when you walk into the voting booth tomorrow, in my opinion, you're not voting for Doug Jones or Roy Moore. You're voting for the next Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch, the two most solid conservative Supreme Court justices up there. And I know you guys loved Antonin Scalia. And it was easy for conservatives to love Antonin Scalia, and I loved Antonin Scalia. But Antonin Scalia was not nearly as conservative as Neil Gorsuch. We had a considerable upgrade in conservatism with that appointment. And none of them are as conservative as Clarence Thomas, period, end of story, full stop. And I think you're going to get another one of those. You'll have those three powerhouses anchoring the Supreme Court, dragging it to the right, bringing public policy back in line with what the Constitution and our founders intended. And you want to see liberals go bananas? Do you want to see liberals absolutely go bananas? Watch Ruth Bader Ginsburg die with Donald John Trump and Roy Moore. You want to see liberals go bananas? Oh, hell, they'll be... You will see them say things on national television. You will see them stage protests like, you think the Women's March was kooky? Where they wore the pussy hats? You remember those hats that looked like kitty cats with the cat ears? You think that was crazy? Just wait. Just wait for Donald J. Trump to name Ruth Bader Ginsburg's replacement. Now, none of that, we'll have no fun with that. We will not get to see the left go bananas if Doug Jones wins tomorrow. Because Doug Jones, in combination with Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, will guarantee we will not have any fun watching liberals go bananas and reveal their true colors on national television. But if Roy Moore wins and Ruth Bader Ginsburg checks out, and she's like 193, oh, pop the popcorn. Get the butter warm.
And wait for Al Franken to remain in the Senate.
I agree. I don't think Al Franken's going anywhere.
I don't either. So I think Roy Moore's going to win because of what you just said.
I think the Supreme Court's too important. I think the Supreme Court is too important. It's just too important. And I think every Republican should take note of that. You just have to. And I know you guys find them objectionable, and I know some of you out there find the allegations against them credible. I find some of the allegations credible, but not the criminal allegations. I find the fact that he probably was creeping around on 17 and 18-year-olds while he was in his mid-30s, I find those allegations credible. But I don't find them disqualifying. Not now. Not with the United States Supreme Court in the balance. Not with a radical leftist like Doug Jones in there. I mean, Alabama, we exist. We need federal money flowing into this state like you've never seen. Or we're like Bangladesh. I mean, we're like a third world country without federal money. Farm subsidies, military money, Medicaid money, Medicare money, food stamp money. And I just don't think Doug Jones is going to be the guy to work with the Republican Congress and the Republican president to make sure Alabama stays on firm fiscal footing. But none of that. I mean, all of that is just
I don't think he
tertiary
has
or more to the fact that the Supreme Court is
he has no intention of reaching across the aisle like he said he would. And, you know, he's not. He's going to be a Schumerite. He's going to do what Chuck Schumer wants him to do. Did you see Frank Luntz had a focus group?
I did. I know somebody that was invited and declined.
Wasn't it in Fairhope?
I don't know where it was.
He was shocked that educated, nice-looking people were saying, yeah, we're voting for Roy Moore.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, everybody's freaked out by the name of that hat. Am I the only one in America that knew the name of that hat that all the liberals, feminists were wearing? It was supposed to look like a cat. Cat ears. Well, I'm the only one that knew what the name of the hat was.
Yeah, there you have it.
Not my fault that's the name of the hat. Good Time Sally might have worn that hat. You never know. All right, guys, it's 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman evaluating the state of Alabama right now. We'll get into the rest of all this, too. There's plenty of news. Your calls are welcome, 272-9228. If you're on hold, sit tight. We'll get to you right after the break. 272-9228 if you want to join the program. Well, I was just new.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a fiery hot Christmas sale. We have greatly reduced our inventory exposed to smoke, but many bargains remain. New mattresses and foundations in sealed bags, a little soot on the outside, are at liquidation prices. We have restocked most of our top sellers from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, and others with factory fresh inventory for fast delivery or pickup. To compete with our Montgomery store's fire sale prices, our Millbrook store is giving extra discounts on many popular mattresses. All factory fresh, full set start at $179, key mattresses from $149, twin mats from $89, and we have some fabulous latex closeout models from Jameson and Restonic. We also have the Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses at fabulous discounts. Compare these to any mattress at any price. They are the very best. Headboards and beds are also on sale, and a new pillow makes a fabulous Christmas present. Our temporary location in Montgomery is at 5240 Atlanta Highway, across from Faulkner, and we're on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General. All of us at Mr. Sandman wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah.
Do you want liberal Democrat Doug Jones to be the deciding vote on the next Supreme Court justice, or any Supreme Court justice, or any federal judge? Jones backs abortion up to the moment of birth, so-called transgender rights, gun control, and open borders. Just whose side is Jones really on? Not ours. Jones would vote lockstep with the Senate's most liberal Democrats against President Trump, against Alabama, and against America. For those who stand with President Trump, there's only one choice. Republican Roy Moore. Moore will support President Trump's conservative agenda and support President Trump's conservative judges. Liberal Democrat Doug Jones won't. The court, the future, our America, it all could come down to one Supreme Court judge. One vote. Your vote. It's up to you. Don't let the liberals win. Don't ever let them win. Roy Moore, Republican, Senate. Paid for by American Speaks PAC, who is solely responsible for the contents of this ad. AmericaSpeaksPAC.com. Not authorized by any candidate.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
What is Alabama? NASA rockets exploring outer space. A million cars manufactured every year. Farms stretching across the horizon. Feeding Americans every day. Cutting-edge medical centers that are the envy of the world. It's championship trophies. Tigers. Crimson Tide. Hank Williams. Hank Aaron. Bo Jackson. Bear Bryant. Rosa Parks. War Eagle. Roll Tide. This is Alabama, a proud history with a bright future. But after this Tuesday, Alabama could become something very different. we could become the state that elected an accused pedophile to the U.S. Senate. Don't let Alabama's good name be tarnished. Don't wash it all away. Don't let Roy Moore become Alabama. Paid for by Highway 31, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Highway31now.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Dale Johnson here with House Studs. Listen, join us every Saturday morning. We got a great show. It's going to be a lot of good information. We're going to talk from roofing to foundation to basements, crawl spaces, whatever's affecting your home. So if you need answers, call the show. Dale with House Studs and Bobby T, our DIY guy, every Saturday morning.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall, and like a distant scream, he heard one guitar.
Back in the news and views, 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman with you.
How you doing?
From 9 to noon each and every day right here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Your calls exceedingly welcome at 272-9228. We'll take them now. David. David.
Okay, man. Take care.
Oh, take care, bud.
Hey, David, after you get through ordering your business.
Hey, I'm here.
Wow, man. Your phone is so loud.
Talking shop.
Yeah. Do you have like a handicap feature on your phone or something?
No.
That is unbelievable. What brand of phone do you have?
It's an LG Stylo 2, and it's a 2-year-old phone.
I recommend you get rid of it, run it over the car, and buy an iPhone so that we can all hear you at a normal volume.
No, thank you.
I'm going to have to file workers' comp if you keep calling.
Sorry about that. I can always stop calling, you know.
No, David, we enjoy your calls.
Hey, you know what would make the liberals' head really explode?
What?
If Roy Moore wins, gets into the Senate, Ruth Bader Ginsburg passes away, and Donald Trump nominates Roy Moore for her position.
That would be a terrible thing because Roy Moore's in his 70s and already sounds old.
I know.
I want a 41-year-old John Birch Society member or some, you know, cuckoo right-winger. I want the most conservative man in America. I don't care if he's a lawyer. I don't care if he's ever written an opinion. As long as the man knows how to vote.
Hey,
I want that guy on the bench, and I want to make sure his parents are both healthy as a horse and his grandparents both lived into their hundreds.
But I'm just saying, you know that the liberals' heads would literally explode if that happened.
I agree.
I mean, there would be a meltdown of epic proportions.
Yeah. I don't even know if we can trust Ted Cruz. I know people have said Ted Cruz. I've even said Ted Cruz. I don't know if we can trust Ted Cruz in that situation.
Yeah, you know, Ted would probably make a pretty good justice.
He probably. That's the key. I want to know.
Yeah,
we cannot take a chance on that seat or Kennedy's seat. We must have the most rock-ribbed, vetted, conservative justices ever. And I want someone that sits up there during the confirmation hearing and says, I want to reverse Marbury versus Madison. I'm that wildly conservative. I want to take Article 1, Section 8's Commerce Clause, and I want to interpret it to mean actual commerce.
Right.
I want to limit the federal government. I want to make everything but the post office and the military illegal.
Yeah, you know, what he probably needs to do is sit down with the conservative justices on the Supreme Court and get some recommendations from them.
I'm right there. Yeah. I got you, David. Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah. The best phone in America, by the way.
Jeez.
I mean, if you're a soft talker, whatever phone he said, this Stylus 8 LG, get that phone. 2 years old. Go back in time and get it. 88 miles an hour in a DeLorean. You can be heard all over the place. If you're a loud talker, stay away from that phone.
I took my headphones off and threw them across
the
room.
Well, you have to. Brad.
Hello there.
Hey, Brad.
How are you?
Feel like a million bucks.
Well, good, good. Yeah, I'm the one that likes
call and hear you talk like the William Beauregard Jefferson.
Oh, Jefferson Beauregard, Sessions of Thread.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't even know if I like to really hear you do it or just aggravate Jack.
Well, you should have seen when I started, he hung his head low in shame.
Yeah. I guess this is a comment or question, I don't know, but on the Republican, why has people forgot that if it does come out, let's say he's totally, it's not like we don't have another primary coming up in 3 years, we just put another, you know, another candidate.
You're talking about if Roy Moore wins? Why are people freaking out?
Correct. And, yeah. And then what's the purpose of Shelby coming out saying he did not? I mean, I don't understand that, I guess. I guess I do,
yeah,
but I don't know. I
think we all do deep down, but I'm going to leave the Shelby thing alone for a minute. Let me address the other one on the 3 years. 3 years is a long time.
Yeah. I mean,
if you truly believe Roy Moore is objectionable and hate him and you're not worried about the federal judiciary at all, because it's more than just the Supreme Court. It's all of the Article III judges. But if you're not worried about any of that, and you're not worried about immigration reform and health care reform and tax reform and trade reform, if you're not worried about any of that and you just want to be able to, like, go to cocktail parties and say, I voted against that son of a biscuit eater, you know, and I voted for Doug Jones because I'm real progressive, see, and I just wanted to make sure all my friends knew that I was a good Alabaman here.
Standing on my principles.
That's right. I got principles, and to hell principles with this country here. If I need them. I got daggum principles. I got up to the eyebrows in principles. See, I mean, if that's your goal, then vote for Doug Jones. I don't care.
Yeah.
But if you care about the country, I mean, if you're worried about judicial reform and you're worried about immigration reform and you're worried about tax reform and you're worried about health care reform, you're worried about trade reform, if you're worried about the military, then I think it's fairly obvious. But reasonable minds can disagree.
Right. Well, thanks for your show, Baron, and I hope you stay healthy so we can hear more of you.
I'm trying my best. Every now and then I get a little short of breath, but other than that, I'm all right.
All right, so thank you, sir,
thank
for
you.
Your opinion.
Appreciate
I have a
it.
Question.
Yeah.
Why is the media freaking out that Donald Trump did robocalls for Roy Moore, but I understand last week a robocall came out to the black community from Barack Obama endorsing Doug Jones?
Because they know it will be effective.
Yeah.
The media likes to act like Donald Trump is ineffective and a boor and an embarrassment, but they know that he whipped Hillary Clinton when they said he had a 99% chance of losing. They know that everywhere he goes, his candidates seem to win outside of Luther Strange. Luther Strange was his first piece of kryptonite. He's 5-0 in special elections up till Luther Strange. I mean, and you know, remember Jack Ossoff over in Atlanta?
Yeah.
$50 million kid, lost. Remember the guy up in Montana that body slammed a reporter the day before an election?
Yeah.
The Democrat lost. I mean, Donald Trump could carry you across the finish line, and they know it, and that's why it bothers them. Same reason people don't complain about billboards, but they complain about robocalls and television commercials. And they complain about the Facebook ads popping up, and they complain about the radio ads, because those work. Those work. People don't complain about things that don't work. They complain about Donald Trump because it works. They know the blacks aren't going to get out and vote tomorrow. They know that.
Yeah, they're not sizzled up about Doug Jones at all. And bringing Cory Booker down here, nobody knows who the hell he is.
Well, no, those who do know who he is know how radical left
right,
he is.
Right.
You might as well bring Elizabeth Warren.
I mean, really.
They already brought the Obama administration to kick off the Doug Jones campaign. Remember that? The Obama administration, number two guy, shows up, and he is the big kickoff event for Doug Jones. Oh, and then Jason Isbell. This is why rock and roll people and Hollywood actors should stay out of politics. Jason Isbell goes up to Huntsville to have a big pro-Doug Jones concert, and I myself am thinking, he's a big draw. He's a Grammy winner. He's well-known. He's a hometown kid from Alabama. How many people showed up at the concert? Like 300 people.
He's a pretty big name.
He's a huge name. I'm not talking about the guy that leads the Bankers Association. I'm talking about the rock and roll guy.
Yeah.
Grammy winner. Fred.
Hey, just want to pass along a thought to those who have qualms about voting for Roy Moore, but still love America. Just mark the Alabama Republican Party on the ballot. That way you don't have to vote for the individual.
Like voting a straight ticket and it locks him in? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's only one name on the ballot, though. If you're voting Republican, right. You're voting for Roy Moore. But right. I get it. It's an option.
Right.
I hear you.
Just an idea.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you can do that.
You know what? I'll be happy.
What?
On December 13th when all this, you know what, is over.
You know, I tend to say I agree with you, except have you listened to the breaks of this radio broadcast?
Yeah, I have.
Have you heard all of the commercials?
A ton of them.
Do you know what keeps these lights on and this air conditioning running? Commercials.
I did not know that.
That's a fact. That's how the station makes money.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Michael.
Hey, quick question, and I'll hang up. If Roy Moore wins, and through some process he gets removed, does the governor still appoint the new senator and then arrange for new elections?
I believe that's how it works, isn't it, Baron? That she will appoint a successor?
Yeah, oh yeah, she would.
And then we'll have a
special... You know, let me tell you something. Don't hang up. Say goodbye. It is painful in our ears when you hang up. Give me a heads up so I can mute you. Why would you call? I'm not going to answer the question. I'm not answering the question. If you don't want to hang on the line and listen to the answer, don't call.
Well, I think he said he was going to.
Well, give me a heads up, Jason. I mean, damn. How many times have I tried to talk you people through radio etiquette?
Who are you? Who are you, Ross Pro? You people.
You people.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. I'm sorry.
Drives me nuts. I'm not answering anybody's phone call who does not want to hang on the line and hear the answer.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will not hang up, I promise.
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing okay. That was hilarious. I have a question. So I know you guys, I just heard you talk about Roy Moore, and you're like, yeah, if you care about like immigration and health care and blah, blah, you will vote for Roy Moore. But can we be honest for a second and say we don't know what Roy Moore will do in the Senate? Like, because of his track record in the state of Alabama, he's pretty much the type of person that he makes up his own mind about what he's going to do, whether or not that's with everybody or against everybody. He doesn't really care. He just does pretty much whatever he wants to do. And so based on that track record, him in the Senate, now saying all of a sudden he's all pro-Trump. I think that's a little bit, optimistic as far as how well he's going to play with Trump and Republicans, Democrats, and anybody in the Senate. So is that fair to say? I mean, is it really that cut and dry where, like, okay, Doug Jones is anti-military, pro-abortion, blah, blah, and Roy Moore is the opposite of all of that? Is that just... the way to look at it?
Roy Moore does not consider himself beholden to anybody, but I think I heard in an ad that he supports the Trump agenda.
Yeah, he said he would support the Trump agenda. He's pro-military, he said. He's pro-Second Amendment. He's anti-abortion. These are all opposite positions of Doug Jones. It's a pretty clear-cut distinction.
No, if you're voting for Roy Moore for those reasons, can you bank on him doing those or being focused on those things or being like he was in Alabama where he was focused on more social issues?
Right? I'm not worried about what he's focused on. I'm worried about what he votes on. I don't care if he drafts a single piece of legislation the whole time he's there. I want his vote for the Supreme Court. I want his vote for immigration. I want his vote for health care. I want his vote for tax reform. I want his vote for trade reform. That's all I care about.
Gotcha. So none of the other stuff matters.
Well, I think we can pretty much count on him to vote the way Trump wants him to, basically. He may part company on an amendment but in the overall picture I think he will probably vote pretty straight down the line on what Trump supports.
Okay.
But we don't know. We don't know. Of course Doug Jones says he's gonna reach across the aisle and I don't believe that for a second.
If he reaches across the aisle, it'll be to extend
get
a middle
some
finger.
Get some money out of somebody's pocket.
Or to extend a middle finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than likely, that's the state of the Congress right now. I was just curious. I just don't see him being a team player. That's all I'm saying. I don't see that.
He may not be. I'm just worried about, like, 5 votes. That's all I care about.
Okay, guys. All right. Have a great day.
I don't care where he stands on the Japanese water beetle And it's protection on the Louisiana coast. I just, you know, I'm worried about immigration, trade, health care, taxes, and the judiciary. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a temperature roller coaster this week. Lots of ups and downs. Today, sunshine and warmer after that cool start with a high around 61 this afternoon. Clear, chilly tonight, but not quite as cold, low 38. Tomorrow, turning colder again behind another front. Sunshine with a high around 53, low tomorrow night 28. Wednesday's high only 51 with sunshine. Then another brief rebound on Thursday with a high around 61 before it turns cooler again Friday. Our weather app keeps you on top of all these weather changes. It's free in the App Store with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, access to all my videos and blogs, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Did you know that you can save hundreds of dollars by switching your auto insurance to Liberty Mutual Insurance? Think about what you can do with that extra money. I know what I would do. I would make some travel plans and visit family back home because there's nothing like being home for the holidays. And I'll show up with a big old bag of gifts, too. What would you do with your extra cash if you saved hundreds by switching to Liberty Mutual? This message brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Savings vary. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Oh, thank goodness Boot Barn was there with holiday specials you'll want to share. Dan Post boots, what a beautiful pair. Up to $50 off Dan Post and savings on outerwear. These specials have been packaged with care. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. With love, Boot Barn.
What are you doing dressed in jeans and a t-shirt?
It's time for me to box up last year's files and schlep them to our mini storage. I hate it. It's dusty, and the last time I saw a gross spider.
You know there's an easier way. Admiral Records Management can take our files to their record center using their boxless system.
Isn't that expensive?
No, as a matter of fact, they are typically 30 to 50% cheaper than using a public storage locker and way more secure.
Wow, but how will I get a file if I need it?
They'll barcode our boxes so we can request them online easily, so it's as simple as using UPS or FedEx.
That's pretty neat.
Plus, the boss will love that we're saving him money, and you'll love not having to move boxes every year. I hear Admiral Records Management is having a half-off move-in special and 1 month of storage free for new customers. Visit Admiral Records Management at alwaysleading.com or call 396-5430. 396-5430.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and pet supplies. 4 Healthy Pets is a refreshing alternative to the big box store experience. 4 Healthy Pets offers high quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods, as well as dehydrated, freeze-dried, and prepackaged species appropriate food and treat options. 4 Healthy Pets has raw foods and gently cooked foods for those dogs and cats with sensitive systems. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the United States. If you have any questions, you can call 4 Healthy Pets 245-3471, 245-3471, or check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com. And while you're there, don't forget about the in-store grooming options with Amber. Amber does a fantastic job with the grooming. I actually pay about half as much as I used to pay. The dog looks and smells amazing. So go meet Teresa and Amber over at Four Healthy Pets today. They're located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
No one's talking about how Roy Moore wanted to keep Jim Crow language in the Alabama Constitution.
You've heard a lot of Doug Jones ads, but probably not this race-hustling one.
And Roy Moore opposed equal funding for African-American schools.
Because it's not running on this station. Jones is trying to steal this election with vile, racist ads on black radio.
Moore has a history of hateful backwards ties.
And the liberal media is letting him get away with it.
The Mississippi KKK...
Stop. Desperate to steal this Senate race. Jones and his race-hustling allies are trying to start a race war, and it's only going to get worse in the final weekend with millions of dollars in street money to turn out the vote. But there's one way to stop the race hustlers. Get out and vote. Get everyone you know to vote.
Vote a da.
Don't let Doug Jones and the race-hustling liberals win. Roy Moore, Republican, U.S. Senate, fighting for us. Restore Our Godly Heritage PAC paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its contents. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. ROG hpack.com.
Early in the morning, rising to the street, light me up that cigarette, I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find the reason.
All right, guys, it's 43 minutes after 9 o'clock. No, I was going to say, I hope this is the clean version. We're about to get into the... Yes, it is the clean version. All right, 272-9228 is our number. I'll get to those phones in mere moments. We've got a great call lineup going on right here, including one of the favorite voices I've ever heard on this radio station. But I got to tell you, where'd my little sheet go? I know I got to tell you about ASC Credit Union, but I'm going to forget who I have to tell you about next if I don't find my little sheet. But anyway, my friends over at ASC Credit Union have revolutionized banking. I mean, really revolutionized. What they do is they take the old big bank box experience. They take all of the good stuff from it, meaning you can get commercial lending, and then they add on to the app by saying, you don't have to come in and request millions of dollars. If you just need $20,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 to get you through a tough spot or to help you expand or to buy that piece of equipment you need, we can do that kind of commercial banking. They do the online banking, but they take it one step further and say, if you're outside of our footprint, we also have co-ops and everything else. So you can do it online, you can do it on your app, but you can go to one of our co-op locations all over the country. There's thousands of them. They also take the in-person service, and not only do they have somebody there to process your check or give you the deposit or give you your withdrawal, but they do it with a friendly smile. I mean, ASC Credit Union has totally changed the game on banking, and it is the only place in town I can recommend. So go by there. There are locations all over the place, as far south as Greenville, as far north as Clanton. They have Minnetonka County, Elmore County, three right here in Montgomery County, downtown in the Capitol Complex. They've got them in Midtown, Perry Hill Road, right around the corner from the Blue Water Complex. Perry Hill Road at the interstate and the Interstate Park complex over there, other side of the interstate from Blue Water. Then they have them out east on Chantilly. Very convenient locations. Go by there. You will appreciate it. Absolutely free check-in. No sucking money out of your account every month. They drop the fees like I just dropped the G in check-in. You hear that?
Yeah, I noticed
that. You noticed that? I went real southern with that. Absolutely free check-in. So, and checking. They got it all. All right, Sweet D.
Aaron.
Sweet D.
Have you seen Roy Moore's new commercial?
No.
Where he acts like a model at the end.
No! please tell me I can find it somewhere online.
He goes, they're afraid I'm going to bring Alabama values to Washington, and then he turns to the side, and then he throws his head to the front and goes, and I can't wait.
I need to see this. Oh, I got the Roy Moore for Senate thing here.
Oh, my God, it is hilarious.
Let me see if I can find. Is this the We Dare Defend Life ad?
No, it's
the very newest one. I've never seen it until last night.
Rebuild America's
military.
It may be too new to be on the list.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
He goes, they say that we're racist because we don't want, because we want to protect the borders, and we say that we're something else because we don't, we, they say we're racist because of the Mexicans. I don't know. It's, the back end of it just took me of a level that I couldn't stop laughing.
Well, I want to see. I'm looking up. The last one they put up was this We Dare Defend Life. That's a. It's not a TV spot, though. This is an internet spot.
Now, this is a TV spot, and he is laughing at the end, almost like a Hillary laugh, like he already knows he has the position.
Well, I think he probably does. You think he's going to lose?
I don't think he's going to lose, and it's because of something that you said, which I thought was pretty stereotypical, but it's true. The black people aren't going to vote. Everybody I talk to that's black, they still don't know there's an election coming up, to be honest with you.
Well, they're trying to. I just got a message. Hold on. Here it is. I got a message. Who sent me this? I got to find it. Someone sent it to me on Facebook Messenger. Hang on. Robocalls. Here it is. Robocalls from Angela Bassett and Terry Sewell. And I had to look up Angela Bassett. I don't know. Says she's best known for her performance as Tina Turner in the biopic What's Love Got to Do With It back in 1993. Very pretty woman, but you can't see her on the phone. Will people know who she is? I mean, if she says...
Oh, everybody in the black neighborhood knows who Angela Bassett is.
Well, is that going to influence them to go out and vote? Are they going to change their plans tomorrow because Angela Bassett called?
They're not going to change their plans unless you pay them $200 or $300.
Woo!
Other than
that... You're not allowed to say that out loud. There are some things we just keep to ourselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no. I'm sorry. People are not going to vote. They just do not have the interest. I'm sorry. I mean, even the young white people I talk to, they go, what election? Who's running? What are you talking about?
It's unbelievable how few people know about
it. They seem totally ignorant. Roy Moore is a shoo-in. He doesn't even have to really go out and vote himself. He's going to win because people are so disinterested. They have not a clue as to what's going on right now.
Maybe we could do a to the 10th guess, that you guess Roy Moore's percentage to the 10th, and you might be able to win a prize. Ooh, I love contests.
Oh, well.
We give away something fun.
I don't know. I just think he's going to win.
I appreciate
it. I don't know by how much.
I don't know. He could, look, you could wake up Wednesday morning to Senator Doug Jones. That is not out of the realm of possibility. I will not go New York Times or HuffPost and say that Roy Moore has a 99% chance of winning. I think he has like a 75 or 80% chance of winning. I think there's a legitimate chance, not likely, but legitimate, 15, 20% chance Doug Jones could pull this off. I think a lot of it has to do with turnout in the Wiregrass and turnout in the Fertile Crescent around Birmingham. And if the Wiregrass has a higher percentage of people turnout than the Fertile Crescent around Birmingham, and by Fertile Crescent, I mean that Fertile Crescent for Republicans, Gardendale over to Trustville, down to Mountain Brook and Crestline and Homewood and Vestavia, Hoover. That's a very fertile crescent for Republicans right around Birmingham. And if you don't turn that out well, you lose. And those are not Roy Moore voters. Those are not Roy Moore voters. And if he doesn't turn out his voters out of that fertile crescent, he will lose. And he's got to turn the Wiregrass out. The Wiregrass has to really come out. I mean, from Montgomery to Dothan, up and down 231, Enterprise, Greenville. I'd throw Greenville in there. He needs those people to turn out and vote.
Well, all I can say is it's going to be a pitiful case for the Democrats if Roy Moore wins, because they were given this election on a silver platter. And if they couldn't get their people to come out and vote, it's quite a shame.
Are you voting?
Well, right now I'm about to go outside in my bathing suit and see if I can't catch a case of pneumonia so I don't have to go out tomorrow.
That sounds like a good plan, Dee. All right, good to hear from you.
All right, bye, Sam.
Bye. Ritz.
Are you lovely, Kevin?
We're doing all right.
Okay.
Yeah,
Hey, Ritz, do you have a sweatshirt between your mouth and the phone?
Wait, hold on. Let me see where the...
There you
can
go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, man.
It must have got in my jacket there. Thank you for pointing that out. That last caller was right on target with that talking about Roy Moore's last ad. It's probably one of the most effective ads I've seen in a long time, since maybe Bear Bryant did that commercial proclaiming, "I sure wish I could call my mama," when, for AT&T. It's a good ad. What he said, I think, about the border, he said that we want to secure our borders, and they call us racist. And he makes some other points, like, you know, we don't want to kill babies, and they say we're unfair or whatever. But then he says, looks at the camera and says, "But what they're really afraid of is that I'll bring Alabama values to Washington, D.C. And then he turns to the camera and gives that big old Roy Moore grin and says, "And I can't wait."
Someone just sent me a link to it. Let me see if I can get it over to the commercial.
It's a good one.
I think I heard it. I haven't seen it, but I heard it.
It's very to the point. Very effective.
It's called Names. TV ad. That's the title.
Names.
I'll see if I can pull it up here. Ah, there it is. We're about to have a delight. All right, ready? You ready to hear this? You're not gonna see the pretty turn now, because it's over the radio. But
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message. The same Washington insiders who don't like President Trump are trying to stop our campaign. They just don't like conservatives like us. They call us warmongers for wanting to rebuild the military, racists for securing our borders, bigots for recognizing the sanctity of marriage, and they call us foolish for believing in God. They're afraid I'm going to take our Alabama values to Washington, and I can't wait.
Not a bad little spot.
That's pretty good.
That's actually a pretty good little spot. He started the turn a little early. Do what?
I said, I missed that abortion thing by a mile.
Yeah, you didn't hit that one. Yeah. That sounds like Rich didn't write that spot, but he wishes he would have.
Yeah, I added one in there.
Yeah. All right, Rich, appreciate it.
All right, take care, guys.
Yes, sir, thanks. Bill.
Somebody sent me a text and said, he looks like Chester the Molester at the end of that ad.
And he can't wait. Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I tell you, I think there's a better possibility that Roy Moore will lose than win. And I'll tell you why. He has never labeled Doug Jones a Democrat. All he had to do, I waited all weekend to see something on it, and every commercial I've seen has been a Jones commercial. I mean, I haven't seen a half a dozen Roy Moore commercials that I remember. But I've been waiting all weekend for him to come out and say, "Do you want another Nancy Pelosi in Congress? Then you better vote Roy Moore and not vote for a Democrat."
Bill, I'm going to differ with you. I would say under ordinary circumstances, you could be true. That could be true. This is the only race going on. And anybody who walks out their door tomorrow to go vote knows that Roy Moore's a Republican and that Doug Jones is a Democrat. You're not going to win anybody else over. I mean, these ads at this point don't do any good.
You don't think?
No, I don't.
I don't know. I think we're going to have a real low voter turnout, and I think that Jones is going to turn out more voters, just the way it's played.
Well, we'll see. I think everybody's sick of it, that's for sure. I mean, anyway, but I just think everybody knows what party both men are in.
Well, they do, but the thing is, to me, and I knew who I was going to vote for any of it ever happened. But Jones.
Someone just texted me and said, "If ads sway your opinion in election, I wish they wouldn't even vote. Ads are trash." I'm right there with you. If you're swayed by a 30-second spot, stay home, please. Please. Don't show up. If that's all the research you do, I mean, I understand 80% of people are swayed by ads. I get that. But, you know, I'm not a fan of everybody having to go vote in every election. I don't think it's a civic duty. I don't think it's smart. If you don't pay attention, then don't interfere. And this does not apply to this particular election. But I wish people wouldn't go down ballot just eeny, meeny, miny, moe and judges. Those are serious races. you know? And they'll go down to the judges. They'll go down to the state representatives. They'll go down to these low-budget races that no one knows any of the players in. And they'll just start circling names. Oh, that guy has an Irish-sounding name. My grandmother was Irish. You know, McDonald. I'll go with that guy. I mean, and they have no idea who they're voting for.
Well, you know, the past couple of elections, there's been people passing out sample ballots that were definitely tainted.
Tainted.
And it gave information that was not necessarily correct. Yeah. But I got three different phone calls last week wanting to know how I was going to vote and if I'd already made my mind up and if what Jones was putting out was being effective. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that got those.
You're probably not, my friend. Great call, Bill. Don't be a stranger. We got a great hour, Jack. Shall we continue it on the other side?
I think we must. We must.
I haven't even gotten to my favorite story of the day, which has nothing to do with politics or war or foreign affairs or anything. I'll tell you about it. I don't know. I don't want to interrupt the Roy Moore train, but DNA testing companies, these where you give them your spit and send it in, they're just making stuff up. Now they got proof. They're just making it up. They took identical triplets, sent their stuff to the same company, got three different results. And it gets worse. They have somebody that one of the companies admitting they just fake it. But we'll be back. I think it's a class action suit waiting to happen.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving you the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service, satisfaction, and quality of work. We hope this holiday season you have time to enjoy your family and friends and that we all can be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
We would be honored if you give us a try.
For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support.